Happy Tuesday, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Extra Point Podcast. My name is Todd, one of the pastors here at First Family. And today, 2024 is in our rearview mirror. No doubt this is Tuesday, December 31st. And so 2025 is in our windshield. We're probably all looking to next year by now, thinking about different goals and commitments, resolutions. Those are all things that occupy the attention of most people, at least for a few months, right? And of course, 2024 is in our rearview mirror. We're probably thinking about things that we did, memories we made. And so all that's part of today's episode. As I answer this question, what is a good new resource for 2025? And I want to answer that question with the backdrop of this simple fact that at First Family, one of the things we always want to encourage you to do is to read your Bible on a daily basis. Now, we've been saying that, of course, since we started. We've brought even more emphasis to that in the last several years. And there's even a clear statistical reason for that, because of all the Christian habits, you could even say Christian disciplines that there are, there has been one, and it's been shown through research in a statistical manner, there is one Christian discipline, there's one habit that most affects all the other ones, and that is daily Bible reading. And in fact, several studies have been done to show this. One of the more recent ones that I've enjoyed has been the one, and I think I mentioned it on a previous podcast. I know I did in one of the sermons that I preached here, but it shows that for those who read their Bible four times or more a week, and it seems that the jump in change happens at four. This is what the study showed. But for those who read their Bible at least four times or more a week, the reduction in things like pornography, deceit, adultery, they had a list of like vices and sins and addictions that are negative. It went down incredibly, but the real difference was made after 4 days or more. And on the positive side, such habits like witnessing, sharing your faith, generosity, unity, these things went up by, double in percentage points. It was amazing to see the amount of growth, both in saying no to sin and saying yes to certain kinds of Christian graces. The real growth in those habits came when people read their Bible 4 days or more a week. So I just think that's been a very intriguing study of the last 12 months to a year that when I first found out about that. And I would encourage you, this is the goal at First Family, to help you know the Bible, to know the author of the Bible, God, and so that your life is transformed and changed and is more and more in increasing fashion taking on the image of Christ. And that is what God is doing through the power of His Holy Spirit in all who belong to His family. And so I want to encourage you today with a new resource that will help you with your daily Bible reading and understanding more about the Bible you're reading. And the book is called Daily Doctrine. Now, it's by Kevin DeYoung, and it is a book about systematic theology, but it's written in bite-sized chunks. And you can read just one portion a day. They're already, in fact, kind of divided up that way. And so it's a one-year guide to systematic theology. But yet, it's not 365 bites. It's actually just a little more than 150, I believe. And so really, you could read one every other day or so, and you'll find yourself working through a lot of the major doctrines in the Bible through the course of 2025. And I would encourage you, of course, as you read this, to read your Bible as well. And so perhaps you read your Bible every day, you read this every other day. You'll find this is a very helpful tool in understanding more about the Bible, even as you are reading the Bible. Now, I've read most of the book. I picked it up, in the last quarter of 2024. I wasn't quite aware it was a devotional book about theology, but I'm always prone to pick up a book on theology. I love studying theology. It's one of my favorite topics. And so I picked it up and realized once I got it that it's really just a lot of smaller chunks or you could say shorter chapters. So I just read through a lot in a row and finished the book just about a week ago, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. And what I enjoyed most about it was its conciseness. It does take a lot of major theological concepts, major doctrines, and Kevin puts all of them in a way that's very understandable. Lots of bite-sized sentences, even in these bite-sized chapters. And so I really enjoyed the way it just very succinctly and yet profoundly took large concepts, major doctrines, and just made them very easy to grasp and simple to understand. And yet there wasn't a watering down. There wasn't an evading, let's say, of, you know, tough issues. And this is one of Kevin's strongest points, is he just tackles things head on. And he did so in a very gracious and very simple manner that I found very helpful. In fact, I think this book helped me experience what I know is the end of all theology, and that is doxology. Because as we learn about God by reading His Word and by reading things that help us understand His Word, the goal is that we will worship God more and praise Him, and our lives will become devoted to seeing Him praised by others and seeing the worship of God in all kinds of places. And I just found my own personal doxology deepening, even as I read this book, along with reading my Bible. So I just want to commend to you a really good new resource for 2025. It's the book Daily Doctrine, a one-year guide to systematic theology by Kevin DeYoung. You can pick up a hard copy. You can get the Kindle version. I think you'll find it very helpful, very encouraging. And I would predict that if you were to read this along with your Bible, you'll grow in your knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. You'll deepen your worship of the Lord Jesus Christ. And both of those things would be massively beneficial to every one of us in this next year. So as you look into 2025, why not pick up a copy of Daily Doctrine by Kevin DeYoung, and just start eating away at it. Just start enjoying the bite-sized chunks and chapters as you read your Bible. And together, let's make 2025 another great year of growing in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Thanks for listening to the Extra Point Podcast. To find more content and resources to grow deeper in your relationship with Jesus, go online to firstfamily.church/resources.